April 19th, 2011, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. These days, some make the focus of their spirituality survival in the future. They store up goods, plan places of hiding or retreat, and do none of this in moderation. I am not opposed to prudence. I am opposed to hoarding, which is disordered self-love. But your spiritual efforts must be focused on holy love in your hearts. Everything else will and should follow after. I desire your hearts to be temples of my confidence. If you rely on your own efforts and seek after your own welfare in this life, I cannot speak to your heart or confide to you my plans. Those who trust too much in themselves, I withdraw from and leave them to their own devices. I call you to set foot upon the bridge between heaven and earth, which has been constructed with these messages of holy and divine love. You will not falter so long as you continue to live the messages, nor shall you be anxious or in fear. Be prudent and wise in the ways you spend each present moment. It will never return. The divine will of my Father abides in every present moment. Note Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O men of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day.